A total of 1,962 female candidates were cleared by the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, IEBC, to vie for the different seats in the 2022 general elections in Kenya. However, only 172 of these women made it through to the ballot. What happened to the rest? Why were they not successful? How involved was the media in their campaigns? Join me in today's special feature, Women in Politics, as we look into the main reasons why women vie for different political seats but fail in the ballot and what needs to be done to encourage women participation in politics. I am Harriet Atiang. On 9th August 2022, Kenyans headed to the polls to elect the country's president. In addition to the executive, Kenyans also elected 290 members of parliament, 47 governors, 47 senators, 47 women representatives, and 1,450 members of county assemblies in the elections. This was the second general election since the 2010 constitution was promulgated. As I begin my journey into finding out some of the obstacles that women in politics have to overcome in their political journey, I ask a section of Kenyans whether the political environment in Kenya is conducive enough for women in politics to thrive in. This is how they feel.
Yes, because women are being elected in different posts they vie for.
We are moving in the right direction. We cannot be the way we were in 2013.
When the president appoints, it means there are those who work in his favor politically. He just doesn't wake up and give any good.
Women in leadership is still being looked down upon, still being frowned upon.
The IEBC data report shows that in 2013, 6 women contested for the gubernatorial position and 12 others went for the senatorial seats. However, none of the female contestants was elected for the governor and senator seats in the first general election conducted after the promulgation of the new constitution. Things took a better turn in the 2022 general elections. For the first time in Kenya's history, women were elected to serve as governors and senators, and 29% more women ran for office than in the previous election. This is the largest number of women ever seated at all levels of the Kenyan government. Women now hold 172 of the 1,883 elected seats in Kenya, up from 145 after the 2013 general elections. However, Kenya is still far behind some of its neighbors, such as Rwanda, in terms of parity. The political journey of Kenyan women is often met with difficulties, and that of the 2022 candidates was no exception. We also look at the political space in Kenya and how conducive it is for female politicians. We get into the story of a female politician who vied for the seat of Member of Parliament in Kajiado Central, who did not make it into the office. She was knocked out in the ballot. Meet Rachel Naneyo Lenku, the female aspirant for the seat of Member of Parliament, Kajiado Central Constituency, during the 2022 general elections. Kajiado is located 80 kilometers south of Nairobi along the Nairobi-Arusha Highway. The local people are predominantly of the Maasai tribe. Maasai is a strongly patriarchal community. Women have very limited access to ownership of property and leadership roles. Naneyo is one of the women in Kajiado who defied the odds and dared to give it a shot in political leadership. Though it was initially unheard of in the Maasai community, Naneyo says leadership has been part of her since her childhood days. She got the inspiration from her father, who was a politician.
My father was a politician. He was a councillor at that time of KANU for 30 good years as a councillor. So being a first born in the house of a politician, I gained a lot of skills through my father on leadership. And also being a first born, I was the one who was in charge of the whole home. When my parents were going out to vie for the seat and in politics, I could take care of the home, I could take care of my little siblings, I could take care of any visitors in the home. So naturally, I developed the skill of leadership. At 8 years, until I was an adult child, almost to 22 years, even when I was in the school, I could just find myself being a prefect in the class, being a class captain, being a game captain.
After her university education, Naneyo was encouraged by the women in her community to join politics. After some considerations, she accepted the challenge and vied for the seat of the area member of parliament.
And before I started my own school, I did a lot of things with my community, especially women and youth. Yeah, I could see every time, every year, politicians come here and give us a lot of promises. We are going to do this for you. We are going to do this for you. And none of it has never been done. We have no schools in my area. We have no boreholes in my area. We have no roads in my area. So the mamas were just telling me, "Mommy, you can be able. Can you try to do something?" After Kitty and women, they talked that they told them, "No, women it is so big, the whole county, they can't go the whole county, but they can try this one for MP." And I found myself there in politics.
She says she started facing challenges right from the party nomination stage, but was determined to get to her destination of leading her community as the area MP.
When I was in the process of registering the UDA, men get ahead of me, and they did not tell me about the headline of registration. So they went there, they took one of them, they registered him. When I was in the office, I was told, "Paula Mama, somebody came here and registered. The UDA cannot give two candidates to register."
After receiving the party certificate, Naneyo says she was ready to get into the battle. Little did she know that there were bigger hurdles right in front of her. The hurdles that cost her the position of the Member of Parliament, a position she had dreamt of for so long but could not get it. Her only mistake, being a woman in the Maasai community.
Yeah, I think what really knocked me down is me being a woman as a woman, gender itself. Because my community does not give away for a gender, for a woman, especially in Kajiado Central. You know how the Maasai culture is. Yeah, they don't really listen to women. They don't even want to give their chance to speak yourself. They don't even want to hear your gender. Yeah, you go to the meeting, they say, no, wa mama, say, no, mama waongei, and you can be, they can even push you, and they can even not give their chance to speak to them. Those were there. So one thing I learned, it was that our men are very selfish. Our men are still seeing us as children, and our men are very biased. They are very arrogant. In fact, they need to be told that even women can be able to do something in this community. I also learned from my fellow women. They have also been looked down up or down to, that they are nothing in the community. So most of them, they don't have that capability of saying, "Yes, we can." So I also learned that we have that inferiority in them.
Apart from culture, Naneyo says her party did very little to support her during her campaigns.
In fact, during my campaign, the party did not finance me. Nobody financed me. I did not get any support from anybody. I just used all what I had. So even our party has really failed us, especially, it is like all of us, because I'm communicating with others who really vie for seats in the NC. Most of them said they did not also get anything.
The media plays a major role during campaigns. According to Naneyo, she did not enjoy any coverage and exposure from the media as her male counterparts did. This issue, too, affected her campaigns.
There are some days that I was communicating with some guys in radio. They promised to call me. They did not call me back. So I think also the media failed.
Naneyo's sentiments are echoed by Teresia Anthony Omolo. Teresia is a women's rights activist. She is eyeing the seat of Woman Member of National Assembly, popularly known as Women Rep, a position she has unsuccessfully vied for two consecutive terms. Teresia states that lack of a leveled playing ground and party politics are some of the greatest setbacks for women politicians in Kenya.
As it stands now, we are still far behind. because even most of the leadership that are there, the women leadership in politics that is currently holding office, is subjected to male decisions. They're the ones who decide who takes what. Women on their own cannot stand on their own and articulate on issues and even be picked for that. That's why women like us, we have really struggled. We are still struggling. Yeah, because there are some very many strings that have to be connected for any woman to gain any significance. So far, this seat has been used to pick only those who are friendly to a particular main party leadership, and also it's about money. It's all about buying seats. It's not about raising issues that are going to change others' lives.
Just like Naneyo, Teresia too says that the media has done very little to support women in politics.
Me, like 2017, I held press interviews and I even paid for them. But when it comes to airing them, I was nowhere to be seen. Even there are some leaders like MPs, some aspiring governors and candidates or presidential candidates even offered, because they realized the challenges I was facing, they offered to hold their interviews and include me so that I can get space and be heard. But when it comes to viewing, you'll find them being shown, but me, I'm out of the picture. Whatever speech I've given, it is nowhere. And unfortunately, those who get media attention are those who are creating scandals. Now, us are those who stick with moral values. We believe that moral values are the ones that are going to build our country and improve also family relationship, and also correct many negative aspects that people have about women leadership, women political leadership. But as long as the media is encouraging that, as what they are concerned is the ratings and the viewings that they get through those scandals, so they prefer to get to work on those, then we are not going anywhere.
In order to encourage more women to participate in politics, Teresia says there is an urgent need for stakeholders to create an open space for women to compete fairly and give the electorate the mandate to elect the woman leader of their choice.
If they are really desiring to realize women leadership, they'll create an open space. Because I don't believe if we're going for a race, there's a competition, and then you decide this person, you're going to give this person this platform, and this other one, either we deny them platform or we give them a separate platform. Then we are being asked, are you competing on the same level? Are you competing for the same seat? Because it doesn't appear like you are competing for the same seat.
I'm a superwoman. Hey, superwoman.
I spoke to several journalists, some of whom say they face challenges interviewing female politicians, since most of the time they either turn up late for the interview or postpone the appointments. To understand the role the media plays in politics, I speak to Tebi Otieno, a Kenyan journalist who has interviewed several female political leaders and aspirants of different political positions.
I want to say that I have never been disappointed as a journalist interviewing these people, these women who are vying for political seats. And I think also it's the building of rapport. For example, if I want to interview a female politician, what I normally do is I call. If they don't respond, I drop message, introduce myself and tell them the media house I'm working for and the reason why I'm reaching out to them. So that way, when they get read my message, they will return my call. And then I reach out, we talk, and I don't also make it like we have to do interview right now.
According to Tebi, it is important for journalists to understand the fact that women in politics need more patience and support from the media.
So it also takes that time of agreeing that you really want to do interview with this lady. Because why do we do interviews with these women politicians? It's because we also want to give them voice that they need. They fall in the group of the minorities. So one thing is that we also work with them and understand that by highlighting them or bringing their voices out in the media is to also increase their visibility so that people can understand what they are doing and sell them out, help them sell their manifestos to people.
Temi says that the media is doing well in covering women in politics.
More women journalists have been empowered, and now we have more women editors in different, holding different positions in the media houses. And so I think media is already just doing enough. And I know, I mean, a publication I'm working for where my stories on women who are vying for political seats were highlighted in during the 2022 general election. We had a special pullout that every week we had a woman vying for political seat for the very first time, and we used to highlight these women.
To increase the visibility of women in politics, Tebi advises that the politicians need to improve on their media strategy, which has posed a challenge to journalists, while identifying and inviting female politicians for interviews.
First, you know, when you call any political aspirant, the first thing, the person who receives that phone call is not the politician you're looking for. The someone who receives, maybe that will be the husband, the daughter, you know, someone who is there leading their campaign. Women are vying for political seats. They'll be the ones handling their phone. And if the phone is received by maybe the husband or the daughter or another person, and then this person plans to pass my message to the woman politician I wanted to call, it will have taken long, or maybe this person will have forgotten. But if this woman is buying for political seat received that call direct, it, you know, she's going to remember because she knows she needs this visibility.
To further understand what women politicians undergo during the campaign periods, I speak to Kelvin Nyongweso, one of the lead campaigners and chief agents of a female aspirant for the seat of Member of County Assembly of Masinga Central Ward in Machakos County during the 2022 general elections. Nyongweso says that party dynamics and zoning are the biggest setbacks for female politicians.
Politics and political parties, these are enterprises, individual enterprises. So the party heads decides whom to give the ticket. After doing this background check and a couple of ground visit, you know, actually she realized that one of the candidates had already been given the direct nomination ticket, and he was sitting with the certificate. So even the process of her nomination to that particular area, it was useless.
Did the candidate you were campaigning for enjoy media coverage? I ask Nyongweso.
For her, she was like, anytime I'm ready for this interview. But that opportunity will come with a cost, of which it was a platform that it should be given. And sometimes even when you are hosted, the owner of the station is not like updated because that you're going to host this particular person as a youth upcoming politician, but they'll bring you on board sort of an expert, but then now to like hide it so that also you can sell your agenda, you know, because when it's known, then you need to pay for the airtime.
Although the candidate he was campaigning for was very popular during the campaigns, Nyongweso says a voter bribery cost them the position.
He was giving the community member some cash handout and a packet of the flour, and you know, with a word, vote for me. I think also that changed the whole thing because, you know, like we were like 100%. She was able to pull the crowd whenever she stops, you know, and even the bigger politician will ask for her to join them during their campaign. You see, so you'll see her influence. So that affected the bribery also came in because, you know, somebody giving you some cash and a packet of flour, So that means, you know, you're compromising, yeah, the voter, you know.
As I seek to find out how conducive the political environment is for Kenyan female politicians, I speak to Henry Maina, a political analyst. The first question I pose to Maina is, with regards to how women in politics perform in Kenya during elections, is Kenya on the right track?
If your point of origin is where we were at independence, then you would easily know that we've made certain clear strides that at independence, or if you're looking at the first parliament, there were perhaps no women holding any elected position except one. And now we have a number of them. So that tells you that we've made certain strides that are worth praising ourselves, but we are not there because of a number of reasons. So if you are looking at the point of departure, perhaps 2013 elections, meaning that was the first time the current constitution was being implemented, then we've been making some baby steps. We are not yet at where we ought to be, at full third in the National Assembly. The Senate seems to be compliant, the county assemblies seem to be compliant, but the National Assembly is not.
Maina says a lack of a parity law and political goodwill in Kenya are some of the main reasons why Kenya is still taking baby steps in attaining gender parity in the political sphere. Although affirmative action for women has been clearly enshrined in the constitution through the two-thirds gender rule, a framework for implementation does not exist, giving leeway for gaps. The executive arm of the government must have the will to pursue such affirmative action policies by presenting public bills through the National Assembly on such policies, thereby legalizing it for ease of application and enforcement.
None of the main political parties are interested in ensuring that we meet that rule. They are all paying what I call lip service to it. Whenever they are seeking elections, they tell us that they will ensure they effect that in a few days. I remember President Ruto telling us that in 100 days of his government, he will have come up with a structure that would ensure we get to that. He hasn't done that. And then opposition team is not any better because they said they were going for to meet the two-thirds even at their point of political party nomination. They didn't meet it. So for that reason, I think that they all pay lip service, and there is need to try and use other means to enforce that. An example would have been a petition in the Supreme Court to say that the National Assembly is not lawfully constituted, so that all political parties that want to go to election understand that if they do not field enough women, they would always be taken back to the drawing board.
Paul Randiek is the Director, Gender, Siaya County, working under the State Department for Gender and Affirmative Action. Paul states that although affirmative action is on the right track, the major setbacks remain to be the patriarchal structure of most communities in Kenya, which is worsened by limited awareness. Women are not as empowered as they should. Most are not aware that it is their constitutional right to vie for all political positions.
As far as women participation in politics is concerned in this year, we can see that affirmative action is on the right track, though there are teething problems that tend to hinder women from actively participating in politics, more so in our context. The patriarchal structure that can be linked directly to the cultural context in which our women in Siaya find themselves in. Women in leadership is still being looked down upon, still being frowned upon. there is some level of a limited awareness on the part of these women.
Women also lack confidence in the leadership of their fellow women, which affects the number of women that emerge victorious on the ballot. Moreover, there exist gender stereotypes against women and women leadership, leading to a general mindset skewed against women leadership and thus affecting the will to implement affirmative action policies.
So the political environment, from a formal legal perspective, you would say it ensures equal representation because everybody who wants to vie has a legal right to vie.
We are conducting some civic education sessions. We want these women to come out strongly. It is their right to vie for these positions, as provided for in the Constitution.
As to whether the political environment in Kenya is conducive enough for women in politics, this exists more in black and white than it does in practicality.
The practicalness of the environment is what then introduces a political inequality.
According to Maina, the only way to bring gender parity is to redraw women-only constituencies.
That our current constituencies are drawn in a way that you have a 50-50 kind of understanding. So for each constituency, perhaps we have two MPs elected, and one of those seats must be dedicated to women, and another one perhaps dedicated to a man or a woman.
Given the slow speed by which the number of women in politics is growing, there are increased calls for more efficient methods to reach a gender balance in political institutions. One of these ways is affirmative action, which, if well used, can ensure quality in the political leadership of Kenya and in the process ensure that the two-thirds gender rule is implemented. Furthermore, Kenyan women should embrace a common goal that will unite them in their diversity for promotion of a gender agenda in the country's governance and democratization process. With that, we come to the end of today's special feature. Till next time, I'm Harriet Atian. This story is part of the AWIM Illuminate Young Women in Politics program.